Hanukkah Sameach, and welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on the fourth day of Hanukkah, Yom Chamishi, the 28th day of the month of Kislev here in the United States, and already the fifth night of Hanukkah. Ooh, the fifth night of Hanukkah. A lot to be said about the fifth night of Hanukkah. Yom Chamishi, the 29th, I'm sorry, Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, 29th day of Kislev in Eretz Yisrael. Just a side note, the fifth night of Hanukkah is the only night of Hanukkah that does not fall out on a Shabbos. There's a lot to be said about it. It's a very, very special day of Hanukkah. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael and Israel, but the body of the one remaining hostage, Ron Gavili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial in Israel without delay. Amongst all Chalei Yisrael, including those injured in the horrific shooting massacre in Australia earlier this week, please keep in mind Rafael Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malkachana, as well as all of the names listed on the daily email, including all of the Chayalim. They all in need, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, they all in need have a Refuah Shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, actually for the first time, and introduce Rabbi Dov Fink of the Young Israel of St. Louis, in St. Louis, Missouri, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Fink's remarks, we'll recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our Chayalim, for the soldiers of the IDF, and all of those protecting the borders of Israel. And finally, we will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Fink will pause for about 30 seconds, that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim reminder email, please do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, it's ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fink.
Good afternoon, everyone, and Hanukkah Sameach. It is a tremendous privilege to be here and to connect on this platform that has served as a source of Torah and of strength for over 2 years at this point. And I certainly want to express my hakaras hatov, the organizers of this program, and the OU as a whole for serving as a source of strength of communal leadership and inspiration. And we all continue as a community to grow Mechayel Ohio from strength to strength. And a name is, of course, often the first encounter with something. And that being the case, our very first encounter with the Yontif, with the holiday of Hanukkah, is the name. And an often discussed explanation of the Ran says that this Yontif is referred to as Hanukkah because of Chanu Kafhei, that we rested. This day marks the day that we rested from the battle with the Greeks. And while, of course, we enjoy a good rest, who doesn't enjoy a good Shabbos Shua? But what is it about resting that captures the nature and the spirit of the day of Hanukkah? And additionally, in our ritual, we have an old practice to conclude Shacharis each day during the days of Hanukkah with recitation of Mizmar Shir Chanukah Habayis L'David, the 30th capital of Tehillim. And while, yes, the Mizmor does have the word Hanukkah in it, but when one reads beyond that initial reference, there's not an obvious connection to the theme or mode of Hanukkah in the Mizmor. And the theme of the Mizmor is a very personal reflection on good times and bad times, of highs and of lows, struggle and triumph. And if anything, there are perhaps many other chapters in Tehillim or other places in Tanakh that would have seemed to be the more obvious choice. For example, the pasuk Ner L'Ragli V'Or L'Nesivasi, that is a light for my feet, it's an illumination for my direction, or Zorua Latzadik, the illumination of the righteous, or perhaps for Mishle Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, themes of illumination that perhaps capture more directly the theme of Hanukkah. There are, of course, many approaches to this question of why it was chosen to conclude davening each morning with Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Habayis Lagavid, and I will share one at this time. The Pasuk, in the middle of the Mizmor, tells us, Ma Betza Bejami Beliditi Al Shachas, that what value is there when I descend to the depth? Ayod Ha'afar, Ayagid Amitacha, can the dust know you? Can they speak of your truth? And when we hear that phrase, Ma Betza, our Tanakh radar is alerted to the story we're reading right now in Parshas Mikes that begins, of course, in last week's Parsha, the story of Yosef and his brothers. When Yehuda declares, Ma Betza, Inarog Esachinu, what value is there to killing our brother? And I believe a common theme that emerges from both the Mizmor and Tehillim as well as the story of Yehuda's declaration is the notion of when challenging events come up in our life, the natural response may likely be to turn inward and to shut down and to assume that that source of challenge must be put to rest before we can once again emerge successful. Our initial response to challenge is often, in fact, to close ourselves down and to assume that until that source of challenge is gone, allow us to remain on the sideline. We respond to Mizmor, Ma Betza, what value is there in that? And concludes, of course, Hafakto Misbedi L'mochol Li Hashem, you have transformed a chapter of mourning in my life into a dance that has rainy Simcha, you have girded me with a sense of gladness. Connecting back to the story of Hanukkah, which of course ended in victory, but it stands at the historical doorway to an exile we still find ourselves in today. And the circumstances of the conclusion of the story remain far from perfect. There was still much darkness and confusion in Jewish life practice, and yet there was a Hanukkah. Banu Kaf Hei, that in that moment we have the capacity to create a space of rest, to connect to Hashem, and to innovate a mitzvah that would spread light throughout the course of this long exile, a light that emanates and radiates from each and every Jewish home throughout the generations, even, and perhaps especially, in moments of darkness and of confusion. And of course, as was mentioned, Hanukkah this year began with a moment of deep darkness, of pain and confusion, as we process collectively the terrorist attack that occurred in Bondi Beach in Australia, claiming the precious 15 lives, including the Chabad Shliach of Eli Schwanger. Yesterday, I came across, many others may have come across it as well, a very powerful interview with a very close friend of the Schwanger family, Mrs. Sarella Abraham. And if you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to look up the interview. She and her husband, Rani Chabad Center in Randwick, the hospital support system, and they keep a menorah up all year. And each year, of course, it's lit on Hanukkah. When they got home on Sunday night, there were some members of the family, but rightfully so, were tremendously frightened and naturally responded, we should turn off the menorah. God forbid that we become a target. And while the parents initially responded, no, we don't turn off the menorah, we don't go down like this, we saw the fear in her family member's eyes, and she said, okay, perhaps for tonight, we'll turn it off. A Christian neighbor, in fact, came by the next day and said that their daughter was driving home and saw that the menorah had been turned off. And she came home sobbing. And she said, no, they can't be turned off. They can't turn off the menorah. We cannot allow evil to win. And Mrs. Abrahams responded, and she said, she's 100% right. We don't turn off menorahs. No matter what, that menorah goes back on. We don't turn off menorahs. We keep shining light. We don't go down in darkness. We look out for each other and we continue to spread light. Each one of us has a spark of God inside of us, and that's what we're here to do. And she said that's exactly what Reb Eli's message would have been for us. We don't turn off menorahs. Ma betza beridisi, what value is there in being silenced? We don't turn off the menorah. And as the Mizmor concludes, v'manya zamercha kavod v'lo yidom, in order for us to sing your praises and not be silent. Hashem Elokai, v'olam odek Hashem, my God, I will forever acknowledge you. We continue at this time with Tehillim, Parakhas 20. Masach Mizmor LeDavid, Yamcha Adonai v'yam sara, Yisagavcha Shemuel Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrcha Mikodesh, Metzion Yisadecha, Yizkarcha Minchosecha, Kol Asa Yidash Nasala, Yitein Lecha Chulabacha, Yichol Atasa Yimalei, Yiranav Yishuasecha, V'shem Eloheinu Nizo, Malei Adonai, Kamashalosecha, Atayadati, Kiyoshiyar Mai Mishicho, Yaneo Mishmei Kacho, Big Buro, Ote Shayimino, Eva Varechet, Seva Vasusim, Vanach, Vilishim Adonai Lohei, Menachir, Ema Karu, Vinafalu, Vanach, Vikam, Vanisodod, Adonai Oshia, Amalek Yaneinu, Yom Karinu. From Kof Kof Aleph 121. Yilam Aleph, Hesainai Halari, Miyayim Yabam Ezri. Ezri Meim Adonai, Osei Shamayi Barak. Ayitim Lamod Aglecha, Ayonum Shamracha. Hinei Loyonum Velo Yishar, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shamracha, Adonai Shamracha, Yagim Yidacha. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakata, yareyach balaylo. Adonai yishmar chamikara, yishmar et nashecha. Adonai yishmar tishka vuecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Kof Lamed 130. Yira Meloch, namakim traficha Adonai. Adonai shema b'koli, penatach v'kashuvot v'kotach minai. Im avonot tishmaya, Adonai mi amod. Im chasicha l'man t'vorei. Kivi sadroi kisa nafshi, v'liv baruch ofi. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim l'boker, shamrim l'boker. Nachal Yisrael el Adonai. Yim Adonai HaKesed Baradei Mo'Fidus Buhu Yitesh Yisrael Yikol Avonosav Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael Anisunim Batara V'Shivya Ha'omdim Bein Vayam Uvein Vayabasha Amakom Yachim Aleihem Yotiyem Mitar Lirvacha Nefei Lo Le'ora Mishibod Le'gula As for our brothers, the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Continue with the Mishaberach for Israeli Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avotenu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech, Et Chayalei Tzva Haganah Yisrael, Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Omdim Al Mishmar Artenu, Varei Elohinu, Megvul HaVanon BaMidbar Midbar Mitzrayim, Umin Hayom HaGadol Alava HaRapha, Bechol Makom Shehem HaBasha, Avir Uvayom. Ein Amnai Yisrabinu HaKamim Alinu Nigapim Lefehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor Vyatil Et Chayalei Mikol Tzva V'Tzika, Amen. Mishabirach, Abotinu, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yivarech, Atacholim. Rosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim, Aleihem, Rachimam, Rachutam, Chazkam, Rachi Yosam, Yishlach Lahem, Meiro, Refuah, Shleima, Min HaShamayim, Lachol, Evolehem, Lachol, Gideyem, Yisok, Sharchol, Yisrael, Refuah, Nefesh, Refuah, Haguf, Ashtab, Hagalot, Wizman, Koliv, Inomar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Roy Fink. Really chus to have you on. We certainly look forward to having you back on Emirat Hashem in the near future. Again, thank you, Rebecca Levy, for all of her coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will take place on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day, Chanukah Sameach, as well as a wonderful and beautiful Shabbos.